Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Abdul Nasser Jangda from Qalam Institute coming back to you with another session of the Qalam Hangout, 30 days, 30 questions, trying to answer your questions about the month of Ramadan. A question that we got multiple times was about women performing i'tikaf. Now, I'd like to deconstruct the issue as briefly as possible within this video, inshallah. The first issue is i'tikaf. What is i'tikaf? I'tikaf literally refers to seclusion, secluding oneself within the masjid, within the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the intention for the purpose of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a great act of worship, a very noble sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it is an act of great reward all throughout the year, but it is especially a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to do within the last 10 days, the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan. Now, i'tikaf normally for men would be performed in the masjid. And the rules for i'tikaf are something that you'll find in books of fiqh, but it requires isolating oneself, secluding oneself, and confining oneself to the area of the masjid as much as possible. The question arises, what about women performing i'tikaf? When it comes to women performing i'tikaf, then the general rule for women is the same as men. Women will also perform i'tikaf in the masjid and seclude themselves similarly within the masjid, within the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are some questions out there, there's some talk out there about women performing i'tikaf at home. That's an issue of difference of opinion. The majority of the scholars, Imam Shafi'i, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, the majority of the scholars are of the opinion that a woman does not perform i'tikaf at home, but i'tikaf is confined to the masjid. Wa antum aakifuna fil masajid. However, there is a position and opinion within the Hanafi school of thought that states that women can perform i'tikaf within their home as a substitution for performing i'tikaf in the masjid, and that is based upon the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam talks about the masjid of the home being a greater source of reward for when it comes to worship for a woman than the masjid of the area or the neighborhood. So basically, the Prophet ﷺ is referring to women receiving great reward for even praying at home and designating a place for prayer at home. So based off of that and extrapolating from that, some of the scholars have taken the position that a woman can perform i'tikaf within her home. And what definitely contributed to that as well was different social dynamics. Maybe some of the masajid, a lot of times are not able to accommodate sisters performing i'tikaf, provide them privacy and safety and security. So a lot of times that might have become a very valid substitution for a lot of folks. But again, I want to reiterate, majority of the scholars are of the position that it is not permissible. There is no i'tikaf for a woman at home. She can perform all the worship she wants, but it won't be considered i'tikaf. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. It's an issue of difference of opinion. Having said that, so the general rule will be that women are also to perform i'tikaf in the masjid. But again, as I said earlier, what's going to be have to take into consideration for that, and this will be a responsibility on both sides and both parties, masjid administrations need to try their best to accommodate sisters so that they can perform i'tikaf properly within the masjid. They have a proper area that ensures their privacy, their safety, their security. And also sisters and their family members, community members basically in general, will also have to be a little bit more vigilant in this regard, and will also have to treat this as a concern, and also have to make the efforts necessary to make that available to our sisters to be able to perform this great act of worship, this noble sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that's the short answer for women performing i'tikaf. Again, I pray and I hope that this was of benefit to everyone. Jazakumullah khairan for watching the Qalam Hangout. Remember, if you have any questions, please send them in. You can tweet them, Facebook them, you can email them to us as well. Just remember to title and tag your questions with hashtag Qalam Hangout, and we'll try our best to answer as many questions as possible. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of our worship during this blessed month. Until next time, Jazakumullah khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.